Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about the habits that help get you through day-to-day life with dyslexia. You know, you'd never really think of it like that, but there are a bunch of things you can do. I also just want to talk about how hard they are and be really honest about that, because I think some people, I don't know about you, but you see these 5 or 10 point lists of things you can do to make your life better with, you know, ADHD or dyslexia, but they don't really pay much attention to just how hard those things are to do consistently. So a lot of people just read them and feel like a failure that they didn't do them. So I want to talk a bit about that today in the episode. Let's dive in. Okay, guys, before we dive into this episode, because it is Dyslexia Awareness Month, I'm even more aware of sharing people's stories, because I know shared experiences make such a big difference. If you've got a story to share, I've got a really simple audio podcast system thingy mabob that will allow you to be shared out on the podcast. If you're interested, you would have heard Ashley's a little while back. We did it a week or two ago. If you're interested in doing that, just reach out to me. You can find us on truthaboutdyslexia.com. We've got a contact form there. Just let me know and I'll forward you the podcast form. It's really simple. You can do it in your own time. You can lock out half an hour. As long as you've got a phone, it'll work. It's a really cool and simple process. And I ask you different questions that you're able to record. And if you record it and you don't like it, it lets you, you know, delete it and start again for that question. There's basically 3 questions to do. No cameras or anything. It's all just done from your voice. Hope that makes sense. Hope you'd like to share your story and do reach out. Let's dive into this episode. Okay, so let's dive into this episode. You know, the reason I wanted to do this episode is I really struggle sometimes with habits. And I go through what I would call phases. Dyslexic phases is probably the best way of looking at it, where I'm like a routine ninja. And whatever I start doing, I keep it so focused for a month or two. And then so many of them over time fade away, or I forget why I started them in the first place. Or something external of me shifts what I'm doing, and I just shift into a new frame of mind. Does that make sense? You know, I find routine for the way my head works is so valuable when I can stick to it. But sticking to it is the challenge with my mind. It's like it's a catch-22, right? We know routine works for us. Having good sleep patterns, you know, all of the usual stuff works, but it kind of seems too boring sometimes. Does that make sense? It doesn't overly stimulate us, so it just doesn't always get done. I'm really wanting to share this because this is how I feel at the moment. I feel I have some amazing routines and habits. I'm hoping they'll stick for longer, and I'm using some tools to do it, and I'll talk about those. But I'm also very aware at how hard it is and how much I have to not talk to myself. That's probably one way of looking at it, I guess. But how often I have to be conscious that I'm going to fail at some of these, right? And I need to not beat myself up about that. Some of these are just going to fall by the wayside, and I'm going to fluidly move into some other thing I need to be doing. And that's okay. Does that make any sense? You know, this is the fun of this podcast. I can just talk and share my truth, because this is how our heads work. It's not always in a linear line. We'd love that, but it's not true, right? Dyslexia doesn't allow our brains and the way our executive function kind of works to make that happen. So yeah, that's how I feel. I'm just going to take a breath now. This is a podcast, but I'm going to just take a quick breath. One of the many good habits that we should do more often than we probably don't. Breathe out. It's really hard to stick to some, but some I found super easy. And I thought let's talk about it, because what I was on a bit of a jaunt in the last month looking at habits that people recommend, and I kind of got so sick of seeing these 10 things that will help your dyslexia, or 10 things that will help ADHD, or 10 things. And it's like common sense stuff. It's like if I was Forrest Gump and just did what I was told, I would be a legend, right? Everyone would do the right stuff for them. But the problem is, how do you get your brain to stick to some of these things and enjoy them? You know, how do you actually get your brain and body to line up with the habits you want to install? Now, people will say anything from you've got to do it 67 days in a row or 67 times for it to build into a habit. Other people say it takes 3 weeks. I've seen someone say 6 months is really how you lock it down. And, you know, there is so much conflicting information. And that's why I wanted to do this from my dyslexic perspective, is what has helped me to actually stick to some routines, maybe not to all, but some routines. And what has been challenging to stick to. And, you know, I guess the first thing I'd like to share with that is knowing the purpose when you start and being really connected to the purpose. And this sometimes is not something you can actually prove or force at a time. Force is probably the word. You sometimes actually got to just go with the flow. And at some point you're going to find a purposeful thing that you need to do. So for example, I really got into walking, and I do a 35 minute walk every day nearly. And that habit has really stuck with me. I'm at the moment now of moving it to about 55 minutes a day, which has been super valuable. And I love it. I'm now at a point where if I don't walk, I feel terrible, or I feel like I've missed out. And the purpose of that walk is not only do I listen to podcasts, I get time to be with nature, to learn, to be on my own, to exercise. There's so many pluses, but none of them are the reason I do it. It's because the reason I do it is it gives me like introverted space. And I love that space. I need that space. And it's very hard, especially in a lockdown situation, which New Zealand is in at the moment. You know, I need that space. And so that's my purpose behind it, is I get space. Now, there are a bunch of added benefits, which are great. It's a big tick in the box, but it's space that I need. And that's my driver. It's the same reason I meditate. Is not only do I get great side effects from meditating, my brain is definitely better off, I feel happier, it helps me remember why I'm here and what I'm doing. I think you can get so stuck in the how. But meditation, again, gives me space. And I think so many of us require that level of space. That was just my calendar telling me to record this podcast. It's valuable, right? That's why we love reminders. That's another great thing with habits, guys. You need reminders to remind yourself to do it, especially when you're starting out. You know, I had them with the podcast when I first started out. Reminder, 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 in my calendar, or I just didn't do it. I just forgot. It just disappeared in the harriedness of life. But I think one of those key things is space. Is actually giving ourselves that space to, you know, to do habits. I know people who run to get that space. Meditation doesn't work for them. I know people who, when they can, they go to the gym. That gives them the space. It has a great side effect of feeling good and stuff, but it's that mental space that they need for themselves. I kind of see it while taking an action, because I don't get, like, if I'm sitting alone somewhere without any reason or anything to do, you know, my brain goes everywhere. It's just what it does. I sometimes watch it if I'm having a shower or something. I can go to 5 different worlds in 2 minutes and go through the most amazing rabbit holes. And now I watch it and laugh because I know myself quite well. But back in the day, I used to pick on myself because it was crazy sometimes. So what I find is when I meditate, there's a purpose behind my meditation, or there's at least a focus of attention, moving my attention around my body. When I go for a walk and I'm listening to a podcast, my attention is there. So it actually puts my brain a little bit onto autopilot, and allows me to relax. Doesn't mean it doesn't go off on tangents from time to time, but it's a different type of tangent. And those habits, to me, are game-changing. They definitely help me at a huge level. If I've had a bad night of sleep, then I can use them to relax myself. And that's what I really wanted to share. Like, I struggle with daily habits if I don't know the purpose. And when I realize one of the biggest purposes for me personally is that mental space, I'm able to implement them a little bit better. I'm able to prioritize them. Yeah, I never used to prioritize them. There was always someone else's needs ahead of mine that I prioritized. And now realizing my mental energy and space is so valuable. You know, I was sitting there today thinking about this before I recorded this. Actually, it was this morning. It would have been about 8 or 9 o'clock. I'd just been for my walk. I had a delicious cup of coffee. I do love a bit of coffee stimulation in the morning. And I was thinking to myself, after that space I'd given myself, and I was about to meditate. I do that in the morning as well. And I was like, I just need the space. Like, I just need space. Why am I rushing? It's every time I start to rush, I have to bring myself back down to earth. And this is a constant thing. I don't think there's something that does this that isn't some sort of drug. You know, this is the point, is that you have to kind of take a moment to realize what you really want and remind yourself. Like, I know I'm clearer than ever of what my vision is, but reminding myself I'm closer to my vision than ever, and there's no rush to get to that vision, get to that outcome. Because, like, part of me is always like, why can't I have it yesterday? But then there's the other part of me going, I know who I am, and the beauty is in the journey, the ups, the downs, the things that don't go right. That stimulation is really valuable for me, even though it's stressful at the time. I need it. If life always went the same way and was perfectly even, I would create that challenge to create the friction. That's a bit of, I haven't done a good episode where I've gone off on a slight tangent, but I think this episode meets that. And I think it's important to share those kind of flows that go through my mind. I think they're powerful. Your brain probably may do something similar from time to time, maybe all the time. So just be aware, it happens to a lot of us, all of us probably. So yeah, that's what I wanted to express. Hope that helps, guys. I'll be back next week, potentially with a slightly more on topic podcast, but we'll wait and see. But have an epic rest of your day, guys, and I'll be back next week.